So I think we get ready so that we can get started. We have a conversation with us in heaven. So yesterday I will invite Lisa back before I make an introduction and also start our teaching class. So you can be correct the body and the mind and enjoy the breath while I invite the act. So, dear friends, last week we already had a guest speaker, and also today, and first I would like to introduce you, my brother, Papir. I mean, some of you have met him. He has came here several times, but he didn't have a chance to share with you on Tuesday night or Saturday class. So this time he came to stay for 2 weeks, so he might have some chance to talk with him. Mm-hmm. Just arrived last night, and so I asked him to share the practice with me. And he has been practicing with Thai privilege for almost 10 years with Thai, and he has the transmitted on Thai, some kind of teachings from our teacher. And also I have one nephew and one niece also, and their mother was come stay in a few 2 weeks or so. So I have some friends around. And last few weeks so we have a guest mom also come. So quite busy for the school and guests and so I think, but I relax from teaching you guys. So you don't get bored from me too much. So you get bored to me too many years away, but that's how we have karma with each other. But all good karma. And so today I asked Tevabir to share with you some of the practice that he had been practicing, some of his experience in the practice, up and down, and also some peace also, things combined, everything. So please welcome Tevabir. Yeah.
So, dear friends, thank you for welcoming me. I already been here several times, and I feel this is my home also. So, I take this opportunity to be with my brother, and I feel that this is a family, a spiritual family. And we support each other into the path of practice. So I feel very warm and very welcome every time I come here. And tell you the truth, last night I got here almost 1, and we have a cup of tea and some conversation. And I'm not ready for give sharing, but but he really put me on in a spot. So I try my best, and my brother he have a lot of experience for sharing and give a Dharma talk, but for me, I'm very new into the practice, and I try my best to share the practice, and my English is a broken English. I came to the state like 10 years later. My brother, he came with my father first, and we came later. So, and he take all his time into school, go to school, and myself, I married very early. And after that, I became a monk and I stayed in Plum Village. So I don't have an opportunity to go to school like my brother. So I just share whatever my practice and my daily life, live in a monastery. So I want to start with a story. I just read somewhere in Deer Park during the time I stayed there, and this is I see that it's very important for me and for many people too. this is very old story, but it really nourished me a lot. Everyone here is okay? Okay. Yeah. It's a long time ago. There's one fisherman. He go fishing for his career is fishing. Every early morning, he went to the bank of the river and he fishing. And one morning, he went to the bank of the river very early. And on the way, he get to the bank of the river, and he stepped on some back of rocks. So, and he fell and it hurt himself. And because it's so dark, so he don't know what is in the back, and he thought that it's a rock, small rocks. So because it's still in very dark, so he don't know what to do. So he just sit there and play with the back of rocks. So he picked one by one, he threw into the river, and the sound is come out bok, and he really like to enjoy to doing that, and he keep doing that until the sunrise he can see, and also he's the last piece of rock in his hand, he about to throw into the river. But he looked back, it's not a rock, but it's a diamond. Yeah. So he really surprised, and he really regret, you know, he throw all the rock into the river, and he keep crying and crying, but a small diamond can change his life, and he can get something out of that, you know. It's have a better life. So in the story, it means that sometimes we live in forgetfulness and we waste our life. So we're not awakened, you know, we're not cherished in our daily life, and we live in forgetfulness, and most of the time, you know, we're doing something that not nourish us. And when we get to certain age, you know, and we realize that, you know, like 30 years, 40 years, we've been waste our life, and we bring a lot of suffering, a lot of despair, a lot of depression to our life. So, but it's so lucky we wake up one day, we realize that we have a realization that now we want to live our life, you know, properly, and we want to bring joy, happiness, and we want to continue on the last 10 years, 15 years, you know, in beautiful way. So it means that the opportunity and life is always available for us, and if we're not awakened, we're not wake up to truly alive, to live our life, So, and one lifetime go through in this earth is a planet, like we not really enjoy life, and we bring a lot of suffering to us, and we don't know how to take care ourselves. I share to my many friends, like we always looking for someone to love us, but to we have some more friends come. Sorry, we always to seek for someone to love us, but we cannot love ourselves. Now the society, we have so many consuming technology, and we can do many things, but to come back and to face ourselves, we have a lot of fear, and when we come back and we don't know what to do, you know, and we have a lot of emptiness, loneliness. So to meditate and to practice, we find a way to balance. We know how to come back and how to take care of ourselves and how to really truly alive and live our life. In monastery, we practice very simple. We every day we walking, we eating, we doing simple things, but we enjoy our life, and we know that's all we have. So when we walk, we really want to make each step joy and peaceful. But we, because we moving a lot in every day, we walk a lot. But you know how to practice. When you walk, you bring a lot of joy. You take the in breath and out breath, and it bring a lot of nourishment to yourself. But if you don't know how to practice, you walk, but you don't know you walk. You know, you always want to get to the destiny. You not enjoy to in every step. So in the morning, we wake up. And we take our time, you know, we take our time. We wake up and we have a cup of tea, and we enjoy a cup of tea. And we always have enough time to walk to meditation hall. And we know that the practice is not happening in the meditation hall. The practice is happening in every moment, every step. So we don't need to arrive to the meditation hall and sit down, and we call that a practice. Every step we take in, and we know that the time in the meditation hall is also a continuation of the practice. So we not say that we come to sitting meditation and that is practice. We're not looking for that. We're looking when we wake up and we bring joy, we smile, we take the in-breath and out-breath and bring the mind back to the body, and we know what we're doing. So in our tradition, the in-breath and out-breath is very important, the breathing sutra, because we know that that's what we have, you know, like the material, someone out there, or many stuff can be left us anytime, leave us anytime, but our in-breath and out-breath always stay with us. So every monastic in our tradition, we really ask them to really learn how to take the in-breath and out-breath, and how to relax, and how to nourish the practice by the breathing, the sutra of breathing. So like when we have a lot of stress, and we have a lot of tiredness, and we have a lot of many things going on in our mind consciousness, in our mind, we don't need to do anything. We just sit there and maybe look at the tree, look at the flower, and really take in in-breath and out-breath. Breathing in, I know this is the in-breath. We drop everything. And breathing out, I know this is out-breath. And breathing in, I bring joy and happiness to my mind and my body, and breathing out, I drop my I drop everything, anxiety, thought, you know. So that's what I practice in my daily life. You know, I really bring the mind back to the body and practice. The practice is happen in every moment. When we open the door, you know, your hand touch the door, and you know that you are open the door, and you always take your time and maybe slow down a little bit, and you enjoy to open the door. You not open the door and go somewhere else. You open the door and you know that you open the door, and the mindfulness always stay with you. You know, the body, the mind and the body always stay together. That's it, bring you alive, truly alive. You know, sometimes we walk, but we don't know where we are going and what we are doing. So to find the balance in daily life is very important. And to be truly alive, because life gives us many condition and many element, and peace, the happiness, joy is always available for us, but we ask the question, are we available for that condition element or not, you know, or our mind always occupy something, you know, always want to do something. But the society today really need to do nothing. You just sit there and follow in breath, out breath, enjoy the present moment. And we know that life is only happen in the present moment. You cannot find, you know, the life in the future or in the past. Everything is happening in the here and the now. And you not enjoy the present moment, your mind is not there. It means that life is not there, you know, it's not with you. So we need to learn how to come back and how to bring, how to love ourselves, because if we don't know how to love ourselves and don't think that it's someone out there will love us or we love someone, you know, because we know that what happened to our body happened to our mind, and it's in our hand, but we cannot love ourselves. So we're looking for someone, and you think that someone out there, do they love themselves enough? So, you know, so we really look deeply in our daily life and to live our life and to bring the practice in every moment. I think for our friends, everyone have knowledge about Buddhism, and everyone have knowledge about how to practice. But the method that do we put into practice, do we do it wholeheartedly? Sometimes we an idea, and we have a lot of notion about the practice, and a lot of idea about the practice, but do we put into practice in daily life? And we always think that the practice we'll do it later, but not in this moment. But we have to put into our daily life. So, and it's always like when you plant the tree, it need water, it need taking care, need care. So it's the practice is the same too, because our mind is always running and we have many notions, and the practice it's something is very new to us, and we're not used to our mind consciousness is not used to practice. So to ask us to really practice is very difficult, but we learn how to train them. Like impermanence, everyone is know that life is impermanent, and we are getting old, and nothing is the same, everything is changing, but we know that in our notion, in our mind. But how many people realize that we have to really live deeply, because we will get old and our mind is not clear like today, because something will happen, we don't know. But if we live wholeheartedly, and we don't have nothing to regret, and when is the moment come, and we accept it very easy, because we live in this life 30 years, 40 years, or 70 years, and we really do our best, and we enjoy life, and we enjoy every moment, and we have nothing to regret. So when is the death come, and we are happy because we not regret anymore, because we already do whatever is need to be done. So in Buddhist, we always talk about no birth, no death, but everyone have to die. It's, you know, but we have to get out the notion. Birth and death. So when we get out the notion and we accept one day we will die, so we don't have a lot of fear. If we know that one day we will die, and today we will live wholeheartedly and we will do whatever is need to be done. But because most of us think that we live 50 years, 20 more years, and we always run into the future, and we not stop, not establish, not dwelling in the present moment, and not live wholeheartedly. The old people, when we get old, we really cherish day by day, and everything we take slow. You know, we drink tea slow, we walk slow. It means that we're not slow because we really want to live deeply in each moment, and we don't want to waste our life anymore. So we always look into that direction, what brings happiness, what is bring joy, and we rearrange our life, not too busy, so we have time to live, you know. People now in society, they are too busy, and they cannot stop. They live for the material. They have everything. They have the place to live. They have enough food to eat. They have the beautiful car. They have everything, but they're not happy. And we don't take a moment to ask why we are not happy. You know, we have enough condition to be happy, but why we are not happy? So if your mind is empty and you don't have too many projects, and if you have enough time to live, and you have enough time to look deeply, and you will see that life is very treasure. It's given us it's just a beautiful, you know, many beautiful things, and it's always available for us. Peace is always available for us. We only need to take the in breath and out breath, and just relax our mind, our body, and the peace come right away. You know, it's always there, and we're not looking for peace, but we starve, and we in touch with peace, with happiness, with joy. We're not looking for something out there. It's always, it's in our hand, you know, to open or close. It's up to you. nobody prevent to you to enjoy walking. And, you know, no one say, no way, you have to run, you have to do this, no one prevent you to do that. You have the capacity to walk, relax, and really enjoy your walking. You drop everything. You walk and you know that you're just walking. You take the in-breath and out-breath and focus on your step. And your mind and body is healing right away. It's very easy. Don't think that I also have a lot of suffering, a lot of difficulty, a lot of emotion. but I'm not whole into it. You know, I look deeply and I just release, just let it go, you know. And everyone have emotion, everyone have anger. Don't say that you're a monk, you're not anger, you're not suffering. Monks also suffering too. But what we learn from our suffering, sometimes it's really a good lesson, very valuable lesson. If we have suffering and when we know that we don't suffering, it's a wonderful moment. but not too many people realize that when they not suffering, it's not a wonderful moment, it's not a happy moment, you know. So when you not suffering, also that's a wonderful moment, and it's really enjoy that moment, bring you a lot of joy and happiness. The Buddha taught us very easy, like, when are you suffering, you noted that you are suffering and find a way end of suffering, you know. And we look deeply why we're suffering and where it's come from. And that moment we learn a lot from also from our suffering, and it gives us a lot of experience. So suffering depends how you look at them. If you look at that's a lesson for you to learn, and that is a really great experience for you to be experienced. And the suffering is not something that make you suffer a lot, you know, but something for you to learn. Also, the Buddha said that when you have a happy moment and you noted that this is a happy moment, and that's moment is really a healing moment and a wonderful moment, and you continue to develop that moment, you know, and keep it longer, stay with you. So everyone of us is really smart, and we have the clear mind, and we know how to do that, you know. We know how to bring what is nourishment and not what is bring us suffering. So the awareness and the mindfulness is know that what we are doing, and if we are suffering, we will find a way and learn from our suffering. But if we are happy moment and we want to keep it longer, stay with us, and we bring we have mindfulness that this is a wonderful moment. This is bring a lot of joy, a lot of happy for us, and it's really nourish us. And we always looking for the future, but and looking for something else. But like we have 20 for the monastic, we have the gatha every morning. Every morning we wake up and we always recite that gatha, and we wake up and we noted that we have 24 hours to live, and will be 24 hours in front of us too. So we want to live beautifully, you know. We don't want to destroy that 24 hours. So with that awareness, with that mindfulness, and what we see, what we're doing, and we vow to doing with mindfulness, and we live very carefully, mindful, you know, like when we walk, when we eat, and our mind is always be with us, and we really know what's going on, and we stay with, we know that we're alive, we know that we noted that we have many friends with us, our family, and with mindfulness, with awareness, and we recognize many, many beautiful things. Our children, you know, very healthy, and they are very lovely, and they still with us. That's wonderful, you know, that is really nourish us. Our husband still be there and healthy, and he's taking good care of us, you know. So that's the happy moment. So with mindfulness, with awareness, and we have a source of happiness, and we really cherish what is around us, and life is not boring anymore, you know, because we know many wonderful things happen, and we open our hearts and our mind, and we contact with many wonderful things in our daily life. And each moment is bring us insight. Each moment is bring us more understanding. Each moment bring us more compassion. If we have that awareness, so the practice is very simple. It's nothing difficult, right? And the power of the now and the here, because we celebrate life in every moment, in the present moment, in the here and the now, and every moment is a miracle. So, and we really enjoy in that way of living, and we will see, we will look with life with different eyes, you know, not boring, not suffering, not, you know, depression. So it's really up to us how we live our life, and happiness, joy, suffering, it's really up to us. In one of poems, from very, very famous from Vietnam, and I just read yesterday. It's really nervous me, and bring a lot of joy and a lot of confidence, and I have more confidence in myself. Like, it's many things will happen, and it's happened, and it's happened every moment, and today or tomorrow. And things always change and happen in a good direction or bad direction, you know, but it's happened in every moment. But it's up to us how to look when it's happened, you know. Like some people, they something happened in the family, they don't have insight, they don't have compassion, they don't have mindfulness, and they suffering a lot. But if we have enough understand, we have enough insight, and we look different, you know, we really look different, and we don't suffer much like the people, they don't have enough understand and insight. So if we have enough understand and we have enough insight, and we live our life less suffering, and we enjoy more in a good direction. And every time I come to my brother's place, I feel really nervous, and I feel this is the family, and we hand in hand, we build a community, and we support each other on the path of practice. We did the same. We do the same in Deer Park too, and every the people come to us. We feel that they are the friends of us and practice together, and we share Deer Park. We share that it's not belong to anyone. It's belong to. It's not belong to the monks and the nuns. It's belong to those come to Deer Park. And we very open, and we say this place is for us, and we hand in hand we build this place for our generation, next generation, for descendant. So I feel this is the same too. We come and we practice, and we create many good elements for our descendant. And the happiness, and for myself, I don't feel that I practice for myself only. I practice for everyone, for the family, for friends, because one person practice is bring a lot of joy and happiness, and help many people. Like when you practice and you have the practice, you nourish yourself. And you also nourish your family, because you're not angry, you're not complain, and you always bring the fresh energy into the family. And because we're not individual, we live with many friends, and when we meet our friends, and they receive the practice too, and your happiness is the happiness of others. And I feel in that direction, that if I practice well and those people come to me and I share my practice, and I don't get mad or angry, and you know, to, and I don't spill the suffering around my loved one. So to self-practice also practice for many people too. In our tradition, our teacher always encouraged us to come back in the present moment. Back then, you know, I don't see that important, but when many years in monastery, and I really realized that, you know, because I only have the present moment to live, and if I know how to take care of myself in the present moment, my mind stay with my body, and I am aware many things happen, and I don't cause many destruction for others, and when you alive, when you wake up, and many conditions, many elements also available for you too. And like I share that the freedom, peacefulness, and the happiness is always available for us, but because we live in the forgetfulness, and we not wake up, and we don't in touch with that element, but it's always there and always available for us. For myself, time to time, I ask myself, do I available for life or not? You know, or I dwell in my suffering, do I awake, you know, or I live in forgetfulness? I always bring that question to myself, and always remind me. And the practice is need food to be able to survive. Like for us, I mean for everything, is always need food to be survive. And the practice too, we need to nourish that every day. We need to practice so the peacefulness, the freedom, the joy is grow bigger and bigger. Like when you plant a tree, when it's the baby, you need to take good care. You need to water, you need to put the fertilizer, and you need to help them to grow bigger and bigger. But when it grows big, and it becomes a big tree, and it can find a way to nourish themselves. The root go deeper to go get the nutrition, go get the water. So for practice, because we just a beginner, at least for myself, I feel that I'm just a beginner, so I need to really commit to put myself into the practice and to nourish myself and to remind every moment, every day. So we are just a beginner, so we need to learn, we need to practice, we need to come back and to train our mind to establish in the present moment and to dwell into the present moment, to bring the mind back with the body and to really truly alive. And it's need training, you know. To say is very easy, but to do it, it's very difficult, very hard. So we need to remind ourselves, and we need to find a good environment to do that. Like when we come here together, and one person practice, and we just look at that person, and very easy to come back, you know, see that person take a step mindfully, enjoy this step, and they radiate the energy of mindfulness, of peacefulness. So you see that, and automatically you come back and take the in-breath and out-breath and enjoy the present moment and to alive in the present moment. Because we only have the present moment to live. The past is already gone. The future is not yet come. So only the present moment, and everyone have that capacity, and everyone can do it, you know. Everyone can take in breath and out breath and bring the mind back to the body and to know what's going on with your body, with your mind. And you have stress, you know that you are stressed, and you know how to relax and let go anxiety. But if your mind is not there, and you don't know that your body needs rest, your mind is not there, and you don't know that many things going on with your body. So it's very important to bring the mind back to the body and to know what's going on with inside and without. So learn how to take care of ourselves. It's a challenge. It's really a big challenge to, like I share, we can love for other people. We look at a person, we can love them, and we can care them. When you have some care, but have some care for ourselves, love ourselves, it's very difficult. Yeah. Because our mind is always wandering around and always somewhere else. It's not with us. So mind and body is separate. So now we want mind and body united. But the key is the in-breath and out-breath, you know. It's the in-breath, out-breath have the capacity to cut off all the thought. Because when we take the in-breath, and our mind just focus in the in-breath. And the in-breath is the part of the body. So the mind focus on the body. That means the mind and the body is already united. They are already together, you know. And you feel that it's the healing right away. Because you don't, you know, the mind don't work a lot, and now you just focus on the in-breath, and you already cut the thought, you know, the angry, the complaint, it's many, many thoughts, you know, it make you suffering, but you just come back and follow the in-breath, and it's cut off that thought. So it's already nervous, it's already bring you some joy, and you already rest, and the body and the mind is need rest too. Sometimes we just think too much within one, you know, many, we just jump from this to another things. We always running and jumping, and we not really rest our mind. So the best way to rest is just follow your in-breath and out-breath, and or just to meditate. It means that the mind and body united, and you just focus in just only one thing. You focus on your body, or your suffering, or your child, you know. So to say it's very easy, but to train in, it's tough, it's difficult, but we have to do it, you know. No one do it for us. No one bring peace, joy, happiness to us. We have to do it, you know. Even the Buddha loved us so much, and he have a lot of compassion, but he cannot do it for us, you know. He can give a talk, the Dharma talk, he can teach us how to do that, but we have to learn how to do that. And even our son, our husband, love us so much, but they cannot do that for us. We have to do it for ourselves, and we need to have enough confidence. Everyone can do it. We are monk, but you are lay friends, and in the form is different, but the in-breath and out-breath, the breathing, is not the different. It's, you know, you can take the in-breath, out-breath. I can take the in-breath, out-breath. I can make a peaceful step, and you can do it too, you know. So nobody prevent us to do it, and we have to really commit to do it, and we really promise to ourselves that we need to pay more attention, and we need to learn how to love ourselves, learn how to relax, learn how to rest the mind and the body. We live in monastery, and we have an opportunity. It's easy because everyone do it. So we look at the brother, and we know that he practicing. So we have to practice too. That's why we stay in together. If we not practice, we have to leave the community. But for you, you have many things need to take care of, you know, like you have work, you have a house, you have bill, you have children. But it's happened in every moment, and you find different way to do it, whatever is easy for you, adapt in your daily life. And when you drive the car, when you cook, and when you open the door, and every movement of our body, and we bring our mind still be with us, and we learn how to do it. I'm sure my brother already gave many methods, many techniques of practice for everyone. So I don't need to repeat. Everyone know that what is mindfulness, what is awareness, and everyone learn how to walk and how to breathe and how to come back into the present moment. And the knowledge of Buddhism, I think we have enough. We're smart, and this moment, our mind is clear, and we still healthy. If we don't do it, and we wait for when our mind not function well, and our body don't have the ability, and it's very difficult. So now we can walk, take every step in mindfulness. Now we can breathe, we can bring joy to our body and to our mind. And we have the environment to do it. And we have our brother, and we have, I look in here, I can see that everybody is been practicing for a long time, because you have a big smile on your face, and you really fresh, and you know how to take good care of yourself. So I look and I know that everyone is practiced for a long time, but I just encourage and just share my experience for everyone is inspired to commit to do it. And we do it for our family, for our friends, for everyone. So, because I am not prepared well, and I just share whatever has come up, and sometimes it's not clear and complete. So I stop here, and you can have any question. We have like 10, 15 minutes to ask. So you can ask, and my brother can also answer, and I can answer. I try my best to answer with my experience, with my practice. So this is the opportunity for us, and to ask the question.